And now, for something very, very wrong. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
What is your status right now?
Right now, I'm on administrative leave.
All right, I'm joined by Mr. Verdant Dozier, who is a high school teacher, and he was involved in a confrontation at his school today. Now, this is very reflective of what I think is going on in the country right now. Feelings are so strong about this election that people are driven to extreme emotions, and without judging you, Mr. Dozier, I'm just saying that this seems to be going on a lot in the country, people's feelings running high for either candidate.
I can tell you that I don't like personally being called gutless, which I think is, you know, what happened.
All right. Tell me what your status is. You're on administrative leave?
Yeah, they're going to open an investigation, and I'll get a hearing with the school's executive board. But my attorney says I'm in pretty good shape.
Tell me how all of this started. Tell our audience how it started. You were in the teacher's lounge at which school?
This is Belmar Academy.
And this is a private high school?
It's a middle school, high school, yeah.
All right. Tell me how it started.
Yes, sir. I was in our lunchroom, and I had just returned from doing a workout in our weight room, and I had a 1 o'clock class, and this gentleman is one of the school administrators.
This Mr. Huff?
Yeah, Craig Huff, yeah. He is the middle school principal. And
you teach at the high school level there?
That is correct, yeah. And he and I were getting a cup of coffee, and the conversation got around to who we would be voting for. And this guy says that he's voting for Bush. And he asked me who I was going to vote for, and I told him to vote for Kerry.
That you were going to vote for Senator Kerry?
That is correct. And when I said that, that I was going to vote for Kerry, he says to me the phrase, "So you decided to take Bin Laden's advice."
And that is a reference to the videotape?
To the tape on Friday.
To the videotape of Osama Bin Laden attacking Bush over the weekend?
Yes, sir.
And then what happened?
Well, I didn't really think I was a little bit stunned that he would basically call me gutless because, you know, he's, I guess, saying that I'm afraid of Bin Laden following through on doing something terrorist. And
and you felt humiliated?
Well, he was mocking me. Yes, sir, that is correct. And that's when, and you have to understand, I'm a high school teacher of academics, but I also coach our football team, so I guess I get physical in my responses. And so when he said, "So Dozier, you decided to take Bin Laden's advice and vote for Kerry," I felt he was pointing out to the assembled people there, because there were other teachers in the room. And
so there were other witnesses. How many people were there?
There were probably about three or four other teachers there that I remember. And I said to him, I didn't think that was fair of him, and I was trying to keep my temper. And because when he says that I'm taking Bin Laden's advice, he's basically calling me, he's calling me yellow. And and I also said that, you know, voting for Kerry, even if Bin Laden supports him, you're not going to make fun of me. And then he wouldn't let it go. And he kept saying, "So you're voting for Kerry because Bin Laden told you to. You're voting for Kerry because Bin Laden told you to." And that's when I did hit him.
And you hit him with your fist?
Yes, sir. I hit him with my fist. I threw a lunch tray on him.
And then you left the lunchroom?
Yeah, I left the lunchroom and went to my office because I knew I was going to be arrested. So I went back to my office. I just started working on some homework and I had to, that I had to correct. And I waited for the sheriff. About 45 minutes later, I was called out of Tom Hazelwood's office, who's our vice principal, and that's when the sheriff arrested me.
Now, I want to know, when he said to you, "You're voting for Kerry, so you've decided to take Bin Laden's advice," you said you felt he was making fun of the fact that you have some fear?
Well, I don't have any fear. I don't like anybody calling me, and I don't think anybody likes anyone calling them a coward, you know, a gutless wonder or what have you. I simply am being prudent with my vote, and he tries to call me gutless. And I got angry basically because he doesn't understand that those of us who are voting for Senator Kerry are doing it to save our country, yeah, from Bin Laden, you know, getting angry if Bush gets elected and targeting one of our schools, because our schools were on a hit list, but it was my understanding.
In the summer, I think they found some evidence in Iraq or something of that.
And so I said to him, before I hit him, I said, are you calling me? And I said it slow. I said, "Are you calling me gutless?" And all he said was, you know, he wouldn't answer me. when I gave him a chance, and all he'd say was, I'm not making fun of you, I'm just saying you decided to vote for bin Laden because, you know, or vote for Kerry because bin Laden told you to, and that's why I said, you know, why are you saying that, why, and that's when I just lost it, and I hit him across the face with a lunch tray. And
Now that man, Mr. Huff, was hospitalized with a pretty serious laceration across his face, wasn't he?
I didn't want to hurt him. I just wanted to stop him to stop calling me gutless in front of my colleagues and the other school administrators.
And then you were arrested for assault and you were released on bail?
That is correct. I was processed and my attorney posted bail, and I have an administrative hearing pending the outcome of when I go to court. But again, my attorney, who's Ray Leakes of Ventura, tells me that the judge will probably dismiss because I was provoked.
All right, I'm going to give our phone number out, Mr. Dozier, if you don't mind, to take some phone calls.
Yes, sir. That was my understanding.
Okay, good. So Chris told you. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. You feel you were provoked into hitting this man when he made the bin Laden reference. And I want to ask you to get back to what he said and why you hit him. Was there some truth to what he said, that you voted for Kerry on the advice of bin Laden?
There is no truth to the inference that I'm gutless. Okay, that's
all right. I'm not calling you gutless, sir. I just want, was there any truth to what he said, that you're going to vote for Kerry because bin Laden has said to?
There is no truth. Osama bin Laden doesn't, I'm an American. I don't know if Osama bin Laden doesn't tell me what to do, or any American what to do for that matter. But he came out with this tape, and he says that he's going to target states that are going to vote for Bush. And I said to myself, and I said to my wife, that he sounds like he's serious, so why would I want to provoke that? Okay, if I had bin Laden in front of me, believe me, there wouldn't be anything left of the man. But I can't get to him. So all I can do is just hear what he's got to say, and I to go along with that.
Do you think other people are voting for Kerry because of what bin Laden said?
No, I don't think anybody's voting for Kerry because of what bin Laden said. I'm trying to make that point clear. I'm saying that...
But you're saying that he influenced your decision, right?
I'm saying, sir, that the gentleman who called me yellow...
Because you take that to mean he called you a coward.
Absolutely. To say that I'm voting for Kerry because bin Laden told me to... No one tells me what to do. I made up my own mind, and I think everyone who's voting for Senator Kerry recognizes that he's a better candidate when it comes to not making the terrorists get more mad and want to do something. So I don't think it's a fair question. I think those of us who support Senator Kerry do so out of a real feeling that bin Laden can strike at any time, and if we can do... what he is saying, but the way that Huff said it, he was telling everybody that I was yellow and making fun of me.
But you, and I don't want to keep hitting this, but you have real fears that bin Laden will hit if you vote for Bush?
Well, I mean, the man was on a videotape talking about how he hates Bush.
Don't you think there's a lot of people voting for Kerry just because they think he's the right man for the job?
Absolutely, and I'm voting for Kerry because I don't think anybody's voting for Kerry because they think he's... I think people are going to be voting for Kerry because... Yeah, he's the right man, and also this tape comes out that basically tells, and that was a real cup of coffee for me, man. I knew that my decision to support Kerry might be viewed favorably by these Arabs and maybe give us some breathing room. And
now you also referenced the Michael Moore film, Fahrenheit 9/11. You said that obviously bin Laden agreed with Michael Moore.
Okay, again, I think that puts Mr. Moore in a bad light.
Well, bin Laden referenced things from the movie about President Bush listening to the little girl's story finish before he went out of the classroom, so on.
All I said to this guy, Huff, was, if you saw Fahrenheit 9/11, bin Laden agrees that with Michael Moore. And so, you know, but he kept saying...
But you don't like... All of this comes down to you not liking to be called gutless.
I don't like that word because I'm taking the advice of a man who... This guy, bin Laden, ought to know that Bush is the reason for all the mess, so don't you think he knows what he's talking about. But I'm not gutless. And that's why I assaulted him. Now, my attorney tells me that I was provoked into it. And I was... because you can't call him a man. Let me tell you something right now. I've been a high school football teacher, a football coach, and a high school teacher for some 17 years. We've won four Division III titles. I coach a very tough team. I'm not gutless or anything like that. I'm just voting for Gary because I think he's a good man, and also Bin Laden is basically saying that that's the way we can avoid having more terror all over the place. But let me tell you what, someone calls me gutless, man, they better run.
All right, Mr. Dozier, hold on, please. 1-800-449-8686. You've heard the story there. Vernon Dozier, who is a high school football, varsity football coach as well as a teacher, was in the teacher's lounge. And the reason why we're having him on is there's a sense that I have, and I don't think it's just a sense. I know that the feelings are running strongly in this country, pro and con, Bush and Kerry. People have decided, man, and that's their man. And there was a literal fisticuffs in this teacher's lounge today at a high school here in the Los Angeles area. When one teacher said to another, who are you voting for? And when he said to Mr. Dozier, I'm voting for Kerry, he said, so you've decided to take Bin Laden's advice. And that provoked the fight. Mr. Dozier says he's not gutless, and he feels that that man was calling him gutless. Do you think it's a gutless vote, a vote for Kerry, or do you think that this man knows his own mind and doesn't deserve that kind of maltreatment at the hands of a colleague? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You listen to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
If Dracula bit you and you were wearing a garlic necklace, wouldn't you sue the garlic farmer? You savvy?
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
But your point is, I'm talking with Vernon Dozier, a high school teacher. Your point is, just because you're voting for John Kerry because Bin Laden suggests that a vote for Bush is wrong doesn't make you gutless.
No, it does not, and I don't even like the word gutless. No, it doesn't make me gutless. Look, I don't like people calling me gutless. I'm voting for Kerry, and Bin Laden also said yes. You should vote for Kerry, but that doesn't make me or anybody else gutless who is going to vote for Kerry because Bin Laden said to, because of the fact that he knows that Bush, for want of a better word, Phil, pissed him off. And that can only mean bad stuff, but going ahead. But to call me gutless, man, I'll tell you right now that I didn't like it, and that's why I did what I did.
If you had it to do over again, sir, would you have hit that teacher?
No, sir, I would not have. That doesn't send a good message to my students. It doesn't send a good, it's not a good workplace decorum. I would have left the room. I would have, done whatever I had to do. But, man, I'll tell you, I'm just saying, I think it put him on notice. Boy, you call me yellow.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Just because you're voting for Kerry because Bin Laden said you should vote for Kerry doesn't make you gutless, is your point.
Well, no. And again, I don't like the word gutless. Just because I'm listening to all sources. Everybody. I read a newspaper, Osama Bin Laden, everybody. I take all kinds of information. Bin Laden makes a suggestion. I would be foolish not to listen to it. And I think everyone who supports Senator Kerry understands that.
All right, 1-800-449.
I believe, Phil, if I could interrupt.
Go ahead.
I believe that's what Senator Kerry means by global understanding. I mean, you want to get input from all concerned, even the terrorists.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Tracy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I just have to say, I don't think the issue is who that man is voting for, anything about Osama bin Laden. I was just infuriated when I turned on the radio and heard a teacher say that he hit another man across the head with his cafeteria tray.
Well, if I had to do it again, I wouldn't have done it. But he called me, he's telling me.
I don't really
call
you. I mean, we teach our children to ignore being calling and be, just walk away from people who call you names.
Well, what if somebody called you a you know what? Are you
I wouldn't
walk
hit
over?
Him in the face with a cafeteria tray. I mean, what kind of temper? If you can't control your temper.
Forgive me, ma'am, but what if someone called you a streetwalker, a slut, or some kind of a deal like that?
I would walk away from them. I wouldn't even give that person the time of day.
But if you walk away, then they keep on doing it.
They wouldn't even be on my radar. I would leave the room.
They keep on doing it. They keep yelling out, hey, you're a streetwalker, you're a streetwalker, blah, blah, blah.
And that makes you, how much worse does it make you to hit the person?
At least I'm proving that I'm not gutless, which is what he said I was. That's what he said I was.
Lose your job as a teacher.
Well, he's on administrative leave, and this is pending an investigation by the school's board of executives.
The school's executive board, yeah. And then
I have to say, I'm glad my children are out of school, because if I had a child in that school, I would take him out of there.
Well, ma'am, I'd like to think that I set an example for our young people. If someone calls you yellow,
you think you set an example for young people?
Well, you going to let people call you yellow? No, ma'am, no, ma'am, no, ma'am.
I don't care what people call me. They can call me what they want. That's their prerogative.
Well, I think that that's wrong. If you was black, are you going to let them call you the N-word? Aha. See, I got you on that one.
I don't care what they call me. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I know what I am, and I know what my beliefs are.
Well, I agree
with Tracy. It doesn't matter what other people say. You can't control what other people say about you.
So
you don't have the right to hit them.
Mark, can I ask you a question?
It's illegal.
Are you calling me gutless?
I'm not calling you anything. I'm saying you're a bad example.
It sounds like you're calling me gutless.
You shouldn't be a teacher.
I'm not calling you gutless. Says you shouldn't be a teacher.
Because you're saying I don't have the guts to be a teacher.
I didn't say you don't have the guts.
Well,
I didn't say anything about guts.
You're kind of intimating that I'm yellow.
Do you think you have...
Are you calling me yellow? That's all I want
to
know.
You have the guts to hit another man.
Well, you better believe it.
Well, you sound like you're proud of it.
So
I mean, on the one hand, you say you're sorry you did it. On the other hand, you sound like you're proud of it.
I'm not proud of it.
You sound like you're bragging about it. That's how you come across.
Yeah, but you and Mr. Henry are intimating that I'm yellow. And
no,
we're
not, man.
I'm
not intimating at all. I mean, if anything, your vote for Kerry based upon what Bin Laden says. I'm not calling you yellow, but if you're going to vote for Kerry because Bin Laden suggests it, I find that to be wrong reasoning.
Okay, but that's the same thing as calling me yellow.
No, it's not. No, it isn't at all. I just think
that
your reasoning is
faulty. It doesn't matter what people call you. That makes them rude and ignorant. But
man, I'll tell you.
It's a good person who can just walk away from it and not hit a person.
All right, Tracy, thank you for your call. All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I'm not calling you yellow, sir.
All right, I just want to be clear, because I am not yellow. Now, I shouldn't have hit that man. I'm sorry, but boy.
All right, I understand that, I think your reasoning's faulty.
See that? I'm sorry, you're basically calling me a gutless wonder.
No, I'm not. Let me go over to Ron. Ron, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, I am.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you'd have to improve to be gutless.
Are you?
Nobody cares what Bin Laden thinks.
You're calling me gutless.
I'm calling you gutless. You don't like it tough.
Mister, if you were
pretty much the way Bin Laden put it to you.
What's that?
Both Vicario will bomb you. Take your best shot.
Oh, so in other words, what you're saying to me is, if you were standing in front of me, you'd say that I'm a yellow.
I would stand right in front of you and say that.
You see, I got a big yellow stripe running up my back. Is that it?
I don't know what kind of stripes you got on your back. Or even
I said to that guy, he says to me in front of my colleagues, you're voting
for me. You sound like you're yellow all over. Yeah, I don't think I have to look at your back.
Man, you know, you're a real telephone cowboy, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
All right, gentlemen, before, you know, all it is calling each other names here.
Well, I just wanted to be clear. Just because I'm concerned with Mr. Bin Laden's opinion doesn't mean I'm gutless.
Mr. Bin Laden, you give him respect to vermin. What is the matter with you?
I'm just simply saying the guy was on a videotape suggesting that Bush is not the guy to vote for. Are you not going to at least listen to that? Well, look at he's laughing at me, too. Oh, man.
Okay, Ron, listen, thank you for your call. All right, I got a lot I want to say to you, Vernon. We'll come back. 1-800-449-8686. This man's going to vote for Kerry because Bin Laden said to. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
When you talk about Vernon Dozier joins me, a high school teacher who was involved in a bit of physical violence today at a school between two teachers, one who's voting for Bush, the other voting for Kerry. The fact that you're voting for Kerry and that this guy was voting for Bush wasn't the reason why you hit him, right?
No, sir, it's not. I respect the man's opinion. It's when he said, "Oh, you're voting for Kerry because Bin Laden told you to."
But you're not disagreeing with the essence of that.
I'm not disagreeing with the fact that I heard Bin Laden say some things that made sense, and they seem to coincide with what Michael Moore was saying, and so I thought, okay, so I'm going to do that. Now I get this guy calling me a gutless wonder, telling me I got a big yellow stripe going down my back, you know, and everything like that. And boy, I just went off now. I'll tell you a little bit of a story about me, Phil, if I can.
All right, I got some calls to get to.
All right, be very quick. When I was a young man, I went to the doctor with my mother. We were getting a series of tetanus shots. There'd actually been an outbreak of tetanus in the town that I grew up in. I grew up in a Texas town called Alpine, and there'd been some, two cases of tetanus. So I went and got tetanus, and I ran away, and they laughed at me. And I decided then I'd never let no one call me gutless again.
Well, what do you mean you ran away? You didn't want to get the shot?
I did not want to get the shot, no. And I don't like getting shots. But somebody calls me yellow, that goes way beyond me being afraid of getting a shot. And so when he said to me, "Oh, you're voting for Bush because Bin Laden told you to," that seemed to sound like he's calling me yellow. And he did it in front of all those teachers. So I hit him with a serving tray, and, you know, I gave him what for.
Man's going to have a scar on his face for the rest of his life from that serving tray.
Well, there you go.
There you go, huh?
Hey, the shoe fits.
Where are you right now, at a restaurant?
I'm actually at a, I'm having a, to be honest with you, I'm having a couple of drinks, because it has been one of those days.
I understand. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Lola, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Mr. Dozier. I'm just wondering,
yes, ma'am,
how you can defend an assault on another teacher when you're working in a school where you're supposed to be setting an example for children.
Well, we weren't
I
around the kids.
I don't understand how you think that that's okay. And
we weren't
adult,
around the kids.
It's our job.
We were
to,
in the teacher's lounge. There were no children present.
Regardless, you're in the setting of your profession, which
no
is to set a moral and value.
No,
it doesn't
no,
matter.
No kid
you're
could
there.
See it.
As an
behind.
Example.
Doors were closed. No kid could see me kick
but
this guy's
But you're there
ass.
Serving as an example.
Look,
and that's even to coworkers.
Right. And when the
and
kids
the problem
can
I
see,
have,
I'm
the
not
problem I have
ass.
Is you say that you're teaching kids
but I kick
the best way to go about
kids.
Being
well,
confronted
hold
with
on.
The problem.
Mr. Dozier, hold on. Let the lady finish.
I just want her to know that when I kicked this guy's ass, I wasn't in front of no kid.
Okay, well, you seem to be proud of that. And I'm just thinking maybe your position there needs to be reevaluated and maybe some anger management courses should be issued to you.
Well,
but I'm just saying, you think it's okay to teach kids to confront things physically, and that's not okay. You're an adult, and you need to say, look, I'm not really comfortable with you confronting me on my political issues and the way I want to vote, so I'm going to go ahead and remove myself from this situation. For you to hit a man and come on the show, I mean, it's some kind of joke. You have to be kidding me.
Ma'am, first of all, the gentleman asked me who am I voting for, and I asked him
but
who he's
voting
for.
But you know what? Isn't
okay.
it taught in school that you're not supposed to discuss religion or
you
politics
can, you can discuss
school?
Anything. This is America. That's what we also teach in school, where we have freedom of speech, and we can discuss politics. And,
not beyond
and,
politics
and
religion,
man,
and you should
and
know
man,
that those being sensitive subjects, that you shouldn't discuss those
well,
things.
Well, ma'am, I'm
and
not one of these
touchy-feely.
I'm not one of these touchy-feely yuppies like you, okay? I mean, I talk about what I talk about, and the other teacher asked me, and so we talked. And it's
well,
only when he said to me,
business.
It's only when he said to me, so you're doing what Bin Laden asked. I said, so now you're calling me yellow. And he just kind of laughed and went back to serving himself some, he was at the buffet line getting some corn.
So this is America. He's entitled to his position not to be attacked by another man who's supposedly some stocky football player.
Wait, so you're calling me gutless.
Do you suffer from short man syndrome? I'm just wondering.
No, ma'am, I do not. I'm 6'4". I play professional football in Canada, so I'm...
I'm not sure that gutless even describes the word for you.
So you're calling me gutless?
Yes, I'm calling you gutless.
You know, you're a lady, so I'm going to let that slide. If you were a man, I'd come through the phone on you.
Obviously, you have anger issues when people want to discuss their opinion on anything. You're the only one that wants to have an opinion on anything.
All he said was, so you're voting for... He said that I was afraid of Bin Laden.
And that's just right. So let him say that.
Well, you know, I mean, you've said everything but that, sir.
Well, Mr. Henry, if you're going to go and call me yellow...
What is your connotation with yellow? I mean, what is your infatuation with this word yellow?
I don't have an infatuation with it, ma'am. I don't like anybody
calling me
that.
You've had a sort of cowardice problem since you were a child. You need to go back to maybe have therapy and discuss issues from a childhood rather than take it out on grown men in the school facility.
Boy, I don't like a woman that talks a lot. I'm sorry. It's just a weakness I have. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I don't think you like a lot of things, but I think what you need is therapy.
Well, Mr. Dozier, you sound a little exercised.
I'll tell you what's exercising me, Mr. Henry, is the idea, okay, Bin Laden comes on the tape, and he says, you know, you better not vote for Bush. So, man, forget it.
Well,
I just say this to you?
You have an anger issue and an alcohol issue since you're sitting at a bar drinking.
Oh, so you're not allowed to drink now.
Great
I think it's legal.
To handle your problems,
I think
buddy.
It's legal
great
to drink. Hey, it's either that or if you were a man, and you're not, but if you were a man, I'd slap the fillings right out of your teeth. But you're not,
obviously,
so what do I got to do?
Issues. Well, my issue is proof precisely.
Ma'am,
you have anger issues.
You know, this whole anger issue thing, that sounds like some yuppie doublespeak. I'm sitting here having a drink, which is legal, and it's the only way I can...
Oh, you're funny.
All right, I'm done with her. You know, there's the only way to deal, Mr. Henry, with a woman that laughs and talks too much is just have another drink.
It's hard for you to it's hard for you to handle a woman with an opinion, isn't it?
No, it's not hard for me to
it's
handle a woman with an opinion.
It's obviously hard for you to handle anyone that has an opinion.
It's hard for me to handle a woman who just keeps on going with the mouth and won't even shut up.
Well, I feel
you know?
Sorry for your wife, should there be one.
There happens to be a Mrs. Dozier, and
I'm very sorry, Mrs. Dozier. My condolences.
What did you say?
Look, Vernon, let's move past this. Obviously, the caller's mocking you now.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. That's what that guy did to me today. Now, if that was a man talking to me, I would have come right through the phone, right down the fiber optics, right into her lap. But it wasn't a man. It was a woman. So I'm staying out of the phone on her. But I would have come through the phone if it had been a man.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to James. James, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Vernon Dozier, high school teacher who was involved in an assault today because somebody said to him, you're voting for Kerry because Bin Laden told you to. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Look, he has went around the bush here and said that he's basing his vote because he is scared of what would happen if Bush got back in office. If you're scared, say you're scared. There's no yuppie doublespeak on my end. I am calling you a coward, and it's really obvious.
Well, how's that obvious? How could you take from what I'm saying as being I'm scared?
Of all the issues and all the split nation we have right now on the political issues of this whole deal, you just up and off of a tape that come out 2 days ago decided that you need to vote because Bin Laden said so.
No,
I'm
voting
for... The teacher or the principal pointed it out to you. You didn't like it. You have an issue here with fear, which means you are yellow, as you say.
So you're calling me yellow?
I am indeed.
I just want to be clear.
I am indeed.
Oh, man.
I know. Yeah, you're going to come through the fiber optics and what have you. But
see,
the fact
now
is
you're mocking
your vote
me.
Is based on fear.
You sounded
therefore,
just,
you're a coward.
You just sound like that guy Huff today who said to me, so you're voting for Kerry on account of... Bin Laden told you to.
Well, who were you going to vote for last week?
That's my question as well. I mean, you just said that you waited all this time, as much as has been going on with this election, and based your whole vote on the past 2 days because of a tape from a terrorist.
I mean, who were you going to vote for?
That's got nothing to do with it.
Who were you going to vote for last week, let's say before the Bin Laden tape?
I was leaning toward Bush, and a lot of people are leaning toward Bush, leaning toward Kerry. This kind of pushed me more toward Kerry, because... But now, see, this guy calls me yellow.
Right.
You're saying
that part right. There's no
yellow
that I'm calling you a coward.
What shade of yellow? What shade of yellow? Deep yellow?
I have no idea. You're just a coward. That's all I can
say. Well, that's basically saying that I'm a deep, rich yellow.
Sure.
Okay, banana yellow. How's that?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I tell you what.
Oh, dang.
See, both of you guys don't understand. Here's another guy that's laughing. Okay, great. Then you go against what Bin Laden said. You go ahead and vote for Bush, and you watch what happens, because he said in his tape that he's going to do a terrorist on the states that don't vote for Kerry.
Right. Well, the one point you made earlier was that there was a list of schools and all that.
That they found in Iraq.
Right. And they also found out 2 days later that it had nothing to do with terrorist attacks. And I don't know how you missed that part since you got the initial part of the story.
Well,
that story was a wash.
Okay, now here we go, because you're not only calling me deep, rich, yellow, but you're calling me stupid, too.
Okay. Yeah, that works.
I didn't come on your
program. I mean, obviously, that stupid fits in there anyway if you go swatting people around because they don't agree with you.
Sir, if I could shrink down to the size of an
I know.
I would
you come through the phone line and all
right,
that.
In other words, are you mocking me because I have legitimate anger at you making fun of me?
No, I'm just making the point that you're a coward, and evidently you are stupid as well.
Mr. Dozier?
sorry,
another drink. I'll have another drink. Have another drink.
All right, thank you, James. What you're doing is you're drinking to...
I've got a lot of rage at being called a gutless wonder, and yet I'm not allowed to engage in a legal activity, which is alcohol consumption. So, but if I could shrink down to the size of an ant, go through the phone, slap his face after reemerging as a human. In other words, I'd go through as an ant.
Yeah, I understand. You'd come through and you'd beat the crap out of anybody that calls you yellow. Because you were afraid of getting a shot when you were a kid.
Okay, what do you mean by that? Because
you said you were afraid of getting a shot when you were a kid, and they called you a scaredy cat or whatever, and it stayed with you.
Yes, sir, it has.
Let's go to Guy on the Phil Henry Show. Guy?
Yes.
Yes, sir, go right ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, can you hear me? I'd like to know, instead of doing all this shrinking down and stuff that he's wanting to do, all he has to do is go over to Iraq, and he can use all this Billy Bad Boy that he is. He can go to Iraq, and he can get all he needs.
Okay, great. That's exactly what Bin Laden is saying not to do.
You can get all you want over there, mister. Instead of threatening principals and women on the telephone, all you got to do is get in the plane, and they'll strap you up and send you over there, and you can show all the 6'4", which most people that say they're 6'4", they're about 5'9". So I think that you have to go over there.
I played professionally football in Canada.
I'll hang up and I'll listen to you make yourself happy by talking about how bad you are.
Okay, so now you're yellow because you're running out on me.
No, I'm not running out on you, man. I'm just telling you, most people that played football in Canada, they couldn't play in the United States because they weren't bad enough.
Yeah. Hey. Let me tell you what, I had a tryout with the Steelers. Hey, you talked to Warren Moon. He played in Canada. Oh, got you on that one.
He's a quarterback.
Got you on that one.
He's a quarterback.
Hey.
He's a quarterback.
So, ever heard of Bud Grant? He started in Canada. Yeah. Man, I'm on a roll now.
You need to go talk to your 17, 18-year-old boys that are gullible that think that you're bad. Instead, sitting there drinking booze, go over to Iraq and show them how bad you are.
I don't want to go.
I'm gonna hang up.
Because I don't want to go over to Iraq. And if I could turn myself into pure energy, travel over the fiber optic line, I'd slap that guy's face with a scented wet washcloth.
Well, that sounds really badass.
Okay, so now you're calling me yellow again. So I've had a million people call me yellow. What shade of yellow?
Banana yellow.
Banana yellow.
Yeah, maybe has a little saffron thrown in.
Saffron yellow. Mister, if I could shrink down into pure molecular energy and dance along the cable...
Bug off! Speaking of shrinking down to an ant, why don't you just bug right off?
I'll tell you one more thing, Mr. Henry. It was a cardboard serving tray I hit him with. Holy cheese.
Vernon Dozier on why he's voting for Kerry, because Bin Laden told him to. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
We just want to take a peek over the shoulder, please. That's all, just a little peek. Kind of a peekaboo.